I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
What she got is so not Agra. Make a young nigga straight knee Viagra. Make a old nigga give the keys of the Jaguar just to keep her from all the tease and laughter. Her telling her homegirls that he couldn't stay up in the restaurant with her voice way up. Please keep it discreet. Keep the business out of the street. She said I wouldn't handle the business up in the sheets. Pop off like a thang thang. He keep every time that she bang bang. He skeet skeet. Ain't he so bullheaded? Try to three-peat. Try imagining something passionate between you and Cassie and Kim Kardashian. Maybe that would keep you in to hit the ass again. Or you can grab a Red Bull, sip that twice. Now y'all can have sexy time. It's nice. That was Stay Up.
What was that?
Stay Up, 88 Keys. I always rap an obscure verse. Yo, this is a Boogie A podcast.
Oh, okay. I do know that one where they're dressed like old men.
Yeah, where they old men.
I like that music video a lot, actually.
Yeah. We got my boy Reg Thomas in the building.
Yes, I'm here.
Yo, Chris is not here right now. I heard Chris Hansen talking to him outside of the Star Wars movie. So, yeah, I don't know what he's doing right now. You've been here before when Chris wasn't here.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, me and Chris have a thing. We don't like seeing each other, I guess.
Just like when I wasn't here, you know, Chris had has his posse. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, last time you.
Who have y'all both interviewed together?
Like, this is only the third time it's been one of us.
Okay.
Yeah. So normally it's like a whole.
And I was there for two of those three times.
Yeah, two out of the three times you've been Chrisless. Yeah. Okay. But you know, holidays coming up,
I'm starting to feel slighted.
No. Chris don't got a problem with you. You good.
I'm just giving shit.
Yeah, man. Shoot. So we just kicking it around, man. You know, all kind of stuff going on right now. We talking about this whole Diddy thing.
I can't wait. I want Diddy to buy the Carolina Panthers, but I need Diddy to know that it's just the Carolina Panthers. It's not the North Carolina Panthers.
Yo, that was funny. He called them the North Carolina Panthers. And it's like the people in South Carolina like, no.
Nah, it's for both of us.
Yeah. That's like the Boston Patriots.
Right. Honestly, the best thing that could happen out of this is I just want Gatorade baths to get replaced with Ciroc baths.
First of all, you know, Diddy gonna get rid of turquoise.
That color?
It's gonna be the Carolina Black Panthers. You know what I'm saying? The movie gonna come out, you're gonna have Chadwick at the games hitting flips and stuff.
Yep.
It's gonna be crazy.
That's gonna be amazing.
Diddy halftime show would be crazy. My only thing is I don't want the NFL to be like, yeah, come on, Diddy. And then they put Diddy in front of everybody like everything's cool. Like
none of the other stuff is happening.
Other stuff happened. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I feel like a little afraid. But then you got whack people like this dude on the news. Turns out it was a black man talking about Diddy looked like he was smoking weed and drinking a 40. Like, how out of touch are you? Diddy's been not drinking 40s for 20 years.
Right.
I feel like that's what Bad Boy was essentially about.
Not being that.
They were the champagne guy.
Yeah. Diddy ain't never touched a 40.
A 40?
No.
Maybe Supercat video. Maybe he had a 40. Maybe.
There were champagne bottles at that table. With the Supercat video.
Yeah. Come on, man. A 40? Like, to me, that's where the weed part is like, all right. His eyes was a little, you know what I mean? You used to seeing Diddy with shades on.
Diddy's in entertainment.
He looked like he just woke up. You know what I'm saying? Papa Diddy Pop shot me a holla dog.
Exactly. Like, got like six children.
Yeah. But at the same time, to say that he was drinking a 40, that's, to me, that's like, you know, that's just.
You're trying to play him.
You trying to play him. You trying to play him, yeah.
And, like, Diddy's not the same young boy. Yo, Diddy's out here slapping people nowadays.
Come on, man. Ciroc boys, man. Kettleball boys.
The NFL would be so amazing if Diddy owned the team.
Ask Drake about him. Ask football coaches about him.
Oh, yeah, right? Football.
Man, let me leave Diddy alone. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't, yeah.
No, I want Diddy to buy the team so bad. I really want that to happen. And Steph Curry wants peace, and I think they might try to grab Michael Jordan.
At first, I was mad. At first, I was like, wait a minute. How you going to talk about firing Cam Newton? You know what I'm saying? Don't you need him on your side? And then when Kaepernick was like, yeah, I want in, like, as an owner, it was like, oh, that would be dope.
That would be so lit.
If y'all locked him out, and then he, like, owns a part of the team. Whatever he could contribute, let him contribute that. And then when they flip it and they sell the team, then, you know,
that would be the Christmas miracle we needed.
Yeah.
I need that. I need to see a black guy. Because first off, it's just everything. With, like, the NFL owners are all just different, unique characters. Like the guy who owns the Jaguars, the Muslim dude.
Yeah.
With the mustache, the pointy mustache.
Yeah, with the cartoon, you know.
He looks great.
Video game mustache. Yeah.
Diddy fits in perfect, man. Diddy needs a team.
Yeah, because he can't. They're not going to let anybody own base in a baseball. You
Why
know
is
what
that?
Saying? Oh, because the owners have to vote.
At a baseball for, oh.
Yeah, so they not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably going to be the last old good old boys club. But football, it could definitely happen. Charlamagne, I don't know how credible of a source he is, but he said that you could have a group of up to 24 members. And that's probably going to be some problems because the Hawks, they had like 12 owners at one time and they couldn't keep nobody on the payroll. Nobody was trying to spend that bread. You know what I'm saying?
Cause because there's too many people running the house. Money. Yeah.
That and you know what I'm afraid of? They're going to be like, all right, well, we've changed the rules. You got to own the stadium. Like, dang, where did this come from? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what they're trying?
No, I'm saying if there's an owner they don't want, who knows what they could do? Like, right. Hey,
oh, yeah.
You got to own the stadium. Like, wait, y'all don't own the stadium?
Yeah, people in power forever changing the rules.
Always changing the rules. If you saw that Sunday night football game, you know they always changing the rules.
You talking about
man.
The Steelers and?
No, I'm talking with the Steelers too, but I was talking about the Raiders and the Cowboys, man. Yeah, you know.
I've been protesting, but I've been processing, so I ain't been watching, but I did see he pulled out some paper.
Yeah, he pulled out some paper like they was playing football on the table. I ain't even know referees had paper.
That's number one. Secondly, if the paper could fit between the ball and the mark, doesn't that mean it's not a first down?
Yeah.
And he called it a first down.
He called it a first down. First of all, you already put the ball back. The ball was already gone. Then you put it back. Why are you reaching out with a sheet of paper? If you put the ball where you wanted to put the ball.
Right.
Just ridiculous.
You sound like a real football fan. Like,
I mean, yo, I was torn. Because, like, they was like, we boycotting the NFL. And I was like, cool, I'm down. Right? But then in the middle, Trump was like, we boycotting the NFL. I'm like, all right, well, we done switched sides. Well, I'm watching the mess out of these games now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do. Whose team is supposed to be watching? I don't know who's supposed to be watching.
I want to know what the ratings are going to be like for this season when they come out.
I don't know, man.
I think the ratings were low, and then they probably came back up towards the end of the season.
You know, they got Justin Timberlake doing the Super Bowl, which is a slap in the face. You know, it's a slap in the left breast.
Yes, it is, because Janet is banned for life.
Yeah.
And he was a part of that titty.
He was the one who grabbed it. And you know what's crazy? Grab her own.
And I don't know why everyone else forgot about this, but his black card, his hood card was revoked that day. Because
I fell for the Justin Kool-Aid like immediately. That Senorita had came out, and I was like, all right.
But the way he backed away from black people and black things, and when that titty came out and all that backlash, he was like, I had no idea.
Yeah, no.
You don't know, and you the one that pulled the titty up?
He put a suit on. He went to the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm bringing sexy back. Like, hold up. You done messed up sexy for the whole 2004. Now you going to come back talking about I'm bringing sexy back.
Bring Janet's titty back, Justin.
Come on, man.
Don't come here unless you got Janet's.
You know, Ye don't really mess with Justin like that.
He was jealous of Justin.
It was just the treatment of Justin.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this man was hot. at that point.
You know exactly what I'm thinking about the MTV Awards when Kanye went up. When Kanye
give
had
a black man a chance.
Yeah, but that, let's not also forget that that was probably one of the best performances when Kanye did "Good Life" with in like that hotel.
And Soulja Boy was there.
Yeah, and
but he wanted to be on that main stage. That's the thing. Everybody got to perform in their suite and come to the main stage, except for Ye. Ye didn't get to come to the main stage. That's why he was upset.
Give a black man a chance.
Give a black man a chance, man. Give a black man a chance. I mean, I love Justin Timberlake too, but you know what I'm saying? Get off the man.
I never forgave Justin after he abandoned Janet like that.
Yo, that was messed up. He got to perform at the Grammys. That was like 2 weeks later.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
And then, and like, I don't even think CBS even has ever spoken to Janet.
The FCC?
They was
come
like,
on, man. They
that's have, a fine, bro.
Come on, man.
That's like,
that's back when the FCC chair was, you know what I'm saying? He was a black man. He was in a bad position, probably grew up on Janet Jackson music. You know
now
what
they trying to take everything away with this net neutrality.
Net
now.
Neutrality. Who knows if you could even listen to the Bookie A podcast like you need to, like you want to.
Right, and that was buffering.
You know?
I'm not even going through no more.
What's going on with Ye? What's going on with Ye right now? He's in the Kim Kardashians, they got the 25 Days of Christmas card.
Yeah.
Every day they come out with a new picture. He was in day 11. He was in day 16.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
18.
That. All these photos look like a Gap ad.
Yeah. But you know Ye messes with the Gap. Let's go back to the Gap. You know what I'm saying?
Back when he was stealing?
I'm saying, dog, if you went to the Truth Tour, you know they had the Gap background, the spaceships video that never came out. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's working at the Gap. He was in a VMA Gap ad. If you always look at the Gap clothes, they always biting Ye. Yeah. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
They owe him a check.
He interned at the Gap.
Yeah, when he was trying to break into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm cool with it. It's nice. I do think it's funny. When I saw it, I was like, damn, like Kim Kardashian is really milking this. Like, it's every day. Like, they don't drop the whole family photo. It's like, here's a little picture. Here's a little cut of a picture.
I thought it was kind of hard. It is kind of hard.
It's not whack. I just thought it looked like a Gap ad. And I was like, why don't none of y'all got shoes on?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's the thing, yo. F a dad shoe. I got dad feet. This man is came barefoot.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, put your shoes on. Put a sock on or something.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for it, you know what I'm saying? But I think we would have made it about his shoes. The man, like, anytime, like, he was out with Virgil, everybody's like, oh, what kind of shoes he got on? What kind of shoes Virgil got on? What kind of shoes Scooter Braun got on? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, honest, and I got to be honest, man. Like, I come from a time in my life, like, every Kanye sneaker now is trash. Like the first couple Adidas Yeezys that came out were fire. Any low cut Yeezy is trash to me right now.
Are you serious?
All of them.
You don't like the Wave Runner?
Nah, hell no. See, and this, you know what's really blowing my mind about this? Like, the thing I appreciate about Kanye West is anything that Kanye does is always a snapshot of what he's going through in life at that moment, whether it be fashion or music. So it's like a snapshot of what he's going through. This is a man who's like pushing 40, has children, like, he's like, so he's dressing like an old guy.
Nah, nah, nah.
And everyone's like, nah, this is it. I'm like, y'all, like, I'm like, yo, y'all need to go.
You don't see the vision.
Nah.
Y'all don't see the vision, dog. I know what Ye is up to. You know what I'm saying? He got the comfortable
it
shoes.
It sounds nice. It sounds nice.
He got
nice.
The sweats. He got the flannels.
He's dressing like a nigga that don't got to be at
everybody
work.
Everybody wondering who the surrogate is. Ye is the surrogate.
Oh, you trying to say he's the one that's pregnant?
Ye is pregnant, dog. Next Yeezy season, he going to have a C-section. You know what I'm saying? They going to pull the baby out. The baby's going to have a USB in his hand. They plug that USB in.
It's the new
That's
album.
That's the new album, dog. That's the new album. He going to get the trans people. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
He going to get the, like, feminist,
I'm
dog.
Not even feeling it.
You know what I mean? Paternity clothes, dog.
I do believe
Yeezy
that they...
season 7. I'm telling you, dog. Watch out, man.
So you trying to tell me he has a womb right now?
Yes, dog. Nobody else has done it. Lil Uzi's going to be so mad when he's like, dang, I wanted to be pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here.
Yo.
Nah, I don't know.
He the first to do it. He going to be, come on, man, time
so like
person
the wave
of
runners.
The year. Huh?
You like the Wave Runners.
I like the Wave Runners, man.
You just like them because they hot. You would not really wear them shits, dog.
I will wear them. I have some shoes like those. I have the...
And you know what? I've never seen you wear them.
The
Why
Dan Marinos. You know what I'm saying? They like the same colors.
When's the last time you wore those?
They on ice. You exactly. know what I'm saying? I've been waiting for the right time to bust them out.
Ain't no right time. The Calabasas Yeezys. I was like, why are y'all wearing, y'all all need to, I feel like this is Kanye telling us, go find y'all own thing, because now I'm an old man and I'm just doing shit now.
But it's working.
Because everyone's scared to go beat themselves.
Yeah, that's very true. It's a lot of people following him no matter where he go.
And I was guilty of it. Kanye has dressed people for, the last 10 years.
Real talk.
Maybe even more than that. But, now it's time for us to go.
And people are a little stagnant. When Ye stopped dressing, people just stopped. It stopped moving as fast.
Yeah, I don't know who's dressing people now. Travis Scott, maybe.
I seen one of the best freestyles I ever seen on Instagram, and the dude had on a Justin Bieber hoodie, and I had to reevaluate everything.
What you mean he had it was Justin Bieber's face on it?
Justin Bieber merch. He was young, you know what I'm saying? He was spitting. But he had on the Justin Bieber hoodie.
Justin Bieber's the biggest star. Now let me ask you this. 20 years ago, mm-hmm. same scenario, you watch a kid and he's freestyling or whatever, and he has a Michael Jackson shirt on. You going to look at him? Would you have looked at him crazy?
That's different.
Justin Bieber is like that
Justin
big, though.
Justin Bieber's not. Don't you do that.
I say he's that
don't
big.
Don't you do that.
He's not that big?
Don't you do that. First of all, it's an age gap. You know what I'm saying? 20 years ago, Michael Jackson... he got your parents, you know what I'm saying? He got you, he got everybody, you know what I'm saying? Justin Bieber ain't never have everybody. He might have had the kids, he ain't never, you know what I'm saying?
You know when Justin Bieber won me over? When he first started hanging with black people and started singing like them? And he dropped that song Confident?
But he said the N-word though.
No, he didn't. the joke, he was like, what did the lawnmower say to the black guy?
Come on.
Yeah, that was wrong.
That was whack.
That was trash.
That was a whack joke. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go out on a joke, dog, you know what I'm saying?
Commit and make it good.
Quote, bring the pain like Michael Scott, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't even know. Is The Office going to hold up?
What you mean? The Office is off. It's over.
No. But I'm just saying, is the comedy of The Office going to hold up? I feel like all these allegations, some of these people... They was laughing with Michael Scott. They wasn't laughing at Michael
Scott.
Wait,
what are you telling me right now?
I'm talking about all these people who, they out here, you know what I'm saying? All these scandals and whatnot. Some of these people really were horrible bosses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's over.
In real life.
It's over.
Some of that comedy ain't even that
funny
right now.
I got to be honest with you. I'm so happy about all this because I'm going to get an Emmy in, 5 years. All these people losing jobs. Because everyone, I'm just going to be the last one standing.
Come on, man.
We're all about to get jobs.
Come on, man.
Everyone's losing their job.
Come on, man. Hey, man, we just wanted to be safe out here for people to do their job. You don't need all that at work. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
all
look.
All this nonsense and stuff going on.
I'm not about to violate nobody, but a lot of people out here violating people and they losing their jobs.
It's people just quitting. The dude, the head of Pixar, he just quit. He was just like, it's getting too real out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the real biggest.
I don't want to ruin Toy Story for nobody. I've been hugging people inappropriately. Hugging? You going to quit your job over a hug?
Yeah, dog. I ain't going to lie.
What have you been doing? You've been hugging people with whipped cream? You been doing?
But that's the thing. I'm not even going to lie. The guy who has to sell the Carolina Panthers, did you hear the story about what he was saying to women?
Nah.
He would say, did you have to jump or lay down to get in those jeans? He would say shit like that, and that's why he's losing his team.
That used to be a commercial. In his defense, there used to be a Jordache commercial where, you know what I'm saying, they had the wrench to pull the jeans up. Now if these girls was old enough to remember the reference, he might have been all right. Now if they too young, you know what I'm saying, to even
then
see it on
trouble.
I Love the 80s, then you know what I'm saying, you gotta.
But you're not shocked at that?
That doesn't shock me. George Herbert Walker Bush. What did they say he said to somebody? They said he said, what was that joke they said he said? God dog it. So Travis Scott got an album with Saint Laurent.
I saw that.
It's gonna be in leather cases.
Yeah, I was like, when I was reading, I was like, the vinyl couldn't be leather, so it's the case that's leather. It looks nice. The packaging
it's
is
vinyl.
Nice.
Yeah,
and he's gonna drop into Colette in Paris when they mm-hmm. release it. That's exciting. I would like to go to Paris just to just take a tour of just the culture that they got going on.
That is some exciting collector stuff. You know what I'm saying?
500 copies too.
If you on your vinyl tip, I wonder how many people who love vinyl mess with Travis Scott music. That's a cool way to get in there. All right, y'all be collecting the rarest stuff because it's old. Well, and a lot of new stuff be disappearing. Here's some new rare stuff for you to hunt for.
Right. And like a lot of these are like one off songs. Like these were songs just for this little special project that he was able to get his hands on, like Bon Iver. Ye got some songs on there. Who else you saw that had a name on there? A song like Channel Orange, what's his name? Frank Ocean. Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably some stuff people want to hear. They said it's gonna be on Apple, or they're gonna live stream the event on Apple.
I don't know, but it needs to be on Apple.
So that might be a loophole. You know what I'm saying? You get on it, like, so somebody like Ye, who has issues with Tidal, might get on somebody else's exclusive joint with Apple. That's like a little loophole.
Right.
To, like, be like, all right, you know, I'm going to figure out a way get on a streaming service I want to mess with.
That's how people do all sorts of, like, I'm pretty sure Drake dropped like two, not dud albums, but Drake dropped some albums that just to get out of his Young Money contract.
You think so?
Absolutely.
You think that's why you drop a playlist?
Yeah.
That's why you drop a, if you're reading a playlist.
That's especially why you drop a playlist.
That's who was reading it. If you reading this, it's too late. Birdman saw that like, oh no.
Yeah, because that shit came out with no promo.
It's too late. Right. Boy, it's too late.
Wasn't it? There was no promo for that album. That album just showed up one day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it was turn.
That was like the weaker one to me.
Nah. Are you serious?
Compared to like
running through the six with my woes?
That's like I ain't gonna lie, the songs that are good on it are like ridiculously good. What's your ranking
three,
for those?
What is that? Wednesday at 3 PM or whatever?
I'm good on that one. Worst Behavior. I like that one.
Still. Worse.
All right, so like top three Drake albums for you.
Top three Drake albums? Number one got to be Take Care. Number two got to be Chop Care. You know what I'm saying? Take Care, Chopped Up, Not Slopped Up, man.
Oh, God. That's you really counting that as one?
What you mean?
Okay.
I mean, I probably listen to those two the most. The third one, that's going to be tough.
If I can't get it on Apple Music, that don't count, man.
No, you gotta give Live Mixtape some love, man.
I have the app.
You gotta have a mixtape app too. You know I what got I'm saying? The some stuff you just can't forget. Am I gonna go with? It's not the first one. All right, do mixtapes count or not?
Nah? I'll let mixtape slide.
Well, then of course, So Far Gone with all the tracks.
Okay. All right. The first album was kind of good, man.
I don't mess with the first. I like Nothing Was the Same better than the first album.
Nothing Was the Same was amazing.
Yeah.
Nothing Was the Same was really good. The first album, you know what I really like on the first album? Unforgettable with Jeezy.
Okay.
I was like, Jesus Christ, they went off.
But I really like that Whitney Houston sample to start the Nothing Was the Same, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
What's the one where he has like the 6 minute intro? That's Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah.
Time for a leather smelling like a brick. I was like, yeah, this shit hard.
Yeah, man.
But like, all right, back to these wave run. Like, you really like these new Kanye sneakers? You full of shit, man. These sneakers are trash. Kanye,
what you mean? No, dog.
Kanye hasn't made nothing nice in a while, man.
No, it's taking you back to remember 98 when like. Everybody was wearing like runners and stuff. You know what
98
saying?
Are you talking about? Do you know what New York in 98 looked like?
Nah. I remember Rough Riders Anthem. I remember.
Where did you see track runners at?
Where did you see women in that video?
There were women in that video.
No, Eve. There was one woman in that video. It's a bunch of dudes lifting
you
weights.
Picked one New York,
dogs.
You picked one New York rap niggas.
They lived it. Hey, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wasn't wearing Tim's. People was wearing Prestos. People was wearing, you know what I'm saying, autumn cross trainer shoes.
Nobody was
Nike
wearing
Nike TNs. All
right,
stuff.
Some of those, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I feel like some of that is coming back.
All right, yeah. They're in the stores now.
But yeah,
these
but
Kanye
what are the new
is
versions?
Not these Kanye shits. These Kanye shits need to go home.
Come on, man.
These are all knockoffs of different Skechers.
Nah, see, Skechers was knocking your boy off. So your boy was like, you know what? I'm gonna make what y'all do hot. Now you can't knock me off and knocking you off. You know what I'm saying? Because you already got knocked. You know what I mean?
And so now we're not doing nothing original.
But the colors is hard. The colors is hard.
This is how I know you losing the argument. The colors are hard.
First of all, you got people running around with Air Monarchs now.
Yeah, I don't like, look. Everyone need. It's bad.
We've done everything you could possibly do. We did all the running shoes. We did all the hooping shoes. We did all, like, we did everything. We did Toms. We did Sperry's. We did everything. This is the only thing left.
Rob's like, we're doing Skechers now, and that's it.
That's it. It's all we got left is dad shoes. That's it. It's the only thing that's left.
Dad shoes. Niggas ain't even have dads. They don't even know what dad shoes should be.
I know, really. Really. Really, dad shoes is just whatever shoes is around.
Right, exactly. My boy said you brainwashed thinking of me, them Kanye's is nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, nah, trash, man.
The Wave Runners are hard. The Desert Rats are hard.
you really going to wear something called the Desert Rats?
Yes, dog. Come on, man.
I expect better from you.
Come on, yo. Ye brought gray into the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Rappers didn't even wear gray like that. Nice. You know what I mean? So Ye come through, gray t-shirt, you know what I'm saying, fly jeans.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I do remember there was a GQ, you know that thing when GQ would ask celebrities what are their essentials?
Yeah.
And Kanye was like, I need a Heather gray t-shirt everywhere I go. And then like for 2 years, niggas never stopped wearing gray t-shirts.
Yeah, a gray t-shirt just became, you know what I'm saying?
That was the standard.
That was the standard, you know what I mean? People didn't even know. Heather gray versus charcoal gray. It's just like, nah, light gray.
It's like the light gray. That's, yeah. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
Now people got blends and stuff all because of Ye, man. And what they go with? The Desert Rats.
But look, my thing is this. Like, this nigga, he's so rich that he's at a point where he's like, I'm just going to do this. Like, y'all aren't there. Y'all need to start dressing for the job y'all want, because if y'all trying to let Ye dress y'all going to look homeless.
But see, that's the whole thing. It's derelict. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
You know, like in a Zoolander. You know what I'm saying? Mugatu. You know what I mean? Okay. He had that new line, derelict, had people looking homeless, dog. Ye watch comedy movies, man. That's what he on, dog. He on his Mugatu right now.
Yeah, and
dog.
Everyone does look like a derelict dressing like him.
Yeah, man. It's grown men wearing sweatpants. It's people wearing sweatpants on stage. It's people wearing sweatpants on television.
Yeah, I'm from a strict Haitian household. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It don't even make sense for me to be wearing sweatpants outdoors.
It's people wearing sweatpants like hosting events. It's people like at halftime.
Yeah, but they don't get booked again.
Games wearing sweatpants.
They don't get booked again.
It's crazy.
They like you. We paid you $100,000 and you came out in sweatpants.
You came out in sweatpants.
That's a wrap on you. No more. Like I'm.
But that's the power of Ye. That's the power of Ye.
This shit is trash. Like, yo, like, I don't know who's still into this.
I don't know, man. Somebody got to move the needle. Somebody got to move the needle.
And it can't be a 40-year-old nigga with 3 kids.
But see, the thing is, I don't think one person could. I don't know. I feel like everything's so spread out social media-wise. Like, for one person to move the needle, I don't think it's going to happen again.
I think it will.
I don't think so.
I think
there will always be like, I mean, even when Ye did it, it was like.
I just don't think it'll be someone you expect.
It can be someone you expect.
Like, it's going to be
it
real.
It can never be
it's
someone
gonna
be, you
it's
expect.
Gonna be. It's going to be something special when, like, it's like a person who isn't even black. It's going to be like an Indian dude or some Asian kid, and everyone's like, oh, shit.
It could be. It could be. You know what I'm saying? It could be a different race. It could be something. We don't know.
I remember my boy was like, all this, he was talking about, we were talking about all the comedians that are hot now, and there's like a lot of brown comics that are hot. He was like, all this brown comedy the world's been waiting for. He meant it sarcastically.
I mean, you know, comedy comes from the way, you know, I mean, the voice of the voiceless, the people who didn't get a chance to say stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of this, you know, like the Hari special. You know, you look at the Fisher Stevens episode.
The Hari thing,
of
that was
None.
A special or that was a documentary?
It was a documentary.
Oh.
Yeah. You look at the, you know, the Fisher Stevens episode of Master of None. There's definitely been, like, it's been okay to treat brown people a certain way in pop culture that you wouldn't be able to treat black people, that you wouldn't be able to treat, you know what I'm saying, other people and get away with it that long.
Right.
So, you know, it is necessary. Definitely. Speaking of comedy. This interview with Jamie Foxx keeps resurfacing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard him tell this story before.
Where he met Kanye.
Where he met Kanye. Right. I feel like this interview wasn't new. But people keep posting it on Twitter. They keep posting it on Instagram like it just happened the other day.
The thing about that story is that, like, all the celebrities that be at Jamie Foxx's crib.
Yeah.
He was like, Jay-Z just standing there. And he goes, Diddy just standing there. And then Pharrell, I'm like, yo, wait, what's going on? Like, your crib is lit, bro.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man. This is Jamie Foxx. Like, in that era, Jamie Foxx probably had the lit parties. Like, think about the videos. Think about the, like,
he's and he was in making the movies. That
he's
was like,
in a Pastor Cavarsier video for no reason.
Right.
He's just there. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like Jamie Foxx was just
yeah, he's living been that the dude life. For a while.
Yeah. And he's a great storyteller. You know what I'm saying? So he might embellish a little bit. It might not have been Jay-Z that was there, but it was somebody there who would give you that Jay-Z effect if you knew who they was. So he's going to say Jay-Z, you know?
Right.
I just love how I think was people after that whole Terrence Howard thing happened. People was like, let's go back and watch other Jamie Foxx interviews and found
oh,
this
oh, when he was shitting
bite.
On Terrence?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, man.
He going to have to holler at me, man. Because, you know, Terrence Howard, he the same person every movie.
Right. Because Terrence Howard tried to come at him about his music.
Hey, what's going on with you, Ray, man?
Yeah. He was like, we at the game. Terrence show up in a zoot suit.
He had a guitar.
He said, I'm in the club. He said, Terrence is playing the guitar in the club. He like, she not responding. I'm like, I wonder why.
And the internet went crazy. They put Terrence Howard in everything. They had him as Zordon. Like, what's going on with you, Power Rangers, man?
Over that kid.
Over what kid?
That main thing happened because of that kid who went viral last week because he was being teased.
No!
Keaton? Yeah.
No!
What do you think of Keaton?
Okay. As somebody who was bullied, I do feel like I felt bad, you know what I'm saying? I done cried in the car before. I remember one time we didn't make it, you know what I'm saying? Our school had a big hill. I didn't make it down the hill. And then this girl, you know what I'm saying, was in the car next to us. And I was like, damn, I'm going to hear about this tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Rob, your ass crying in there yesterday.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man. So, like, if my mom posted me online, that would be the end. Like, right. That would have been the end.
Yeah, like, this doesn't help. You posted, you putting me out there crying like a bitch ain't going to help me. I'm from Brooklyn, mom. This is going to just get me beat up more.
So he said, man, and then that's when people came with all the Terrence. Yeah. That's terrible. Oh, that's so weird.
And I have a problem with this. I don't like bullies. I don't like people being bullied. But, like, yo, no one gave a damn about me getting bullied.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm talking about no one cared that I was getting bullied. My mom's was like, walk it off. So, like, I'm like,
I remember
man,
DJ came in. He was like, man, you got to hold your head up, man. Man, like a dog, man.
Exactly. DJ. That was a great movie. You a Terrence Howard fan?
I mess with Terrence Howard. You know what I'm saying? I mess with Terrence Howard. Even though that joke is funny, he does have range. You remember the show Sparks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was a square on Sparks.
He's a square
then
on
Then in The Best Man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in The Best Man.
Acting a fool.
Yeah, in The Best Man, he look like a nigga that be beating women. He playing the guitar behind his head and shit.
Yeah, he out there. Oh, man, I know he was feeling himself when they do the electric slide and he started doing all that stuff to people's heads and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, he out there fooling. Like,
wasn't there supposed to be a remake to, or a part two to The Best Man?
They made it. The Best Man Holiday.
How was it?
Man,
it's movie, a movie,
that
man.
That movie made me sad, man. I ain't going to tell you what happened, but.
Who died?
Hey, man.
Somebody got to die.
Hey, I'm not going to spoil it.
There's no such thing as spoiling movies.
It's holiday season. Go watch The Best Man Holiday. You know what I'm saying?
What you doing for the holidays? You going to Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm going to Atlanta, dog.
You miss me at home?
I miss home, man. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta. Shout out to Corinthia, you know what I mean?
Shout out to everybody that we're sure is from Atlanta.
Huh?
Shout out to everybody that we're sure is from Atlanta.
So, Reg, what made you choose Go Hard?
I pick Go Hard because that's just my mindset for the upcoming year. Like, you know, it's that time of the year you start thinking about everything you did this year and everything you got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kanye West's Go Hard was everything. Like, that's a perfect example of where I'm at right now.
Just, I'm tired of giving myself speeches.
I didn't give myself a speech.
You know what I'm saying? No. I'm just saying, personally, I'm like, yeah, I feel you. But at the same time, it's like, man, how many times am I going to be like, Robert, you got to get it together?
I'm not there.
Yeah.
This wasn't one of those. It was just one of those, yo, like yeah, you doing your thing.
I feel you.
It's been a while. Like, yeah, that feels better to do it that way. It's like, it wasn't one of those, oh, this is the year I really got to do it. It's like, nah, nigga, like, I've been doing it, and it's just getting better. So.
Yeah, because it's not like I'm about to go hard. It's like, what you going to do when I go hard?
Right.
Like, what you going to do?
Right, exactly. Or, like, what you going to do when you face a little bump in the road. I face bumps in the road all the time, and I'll bitch about it, but then, like, eventually I just be like, all right, now it's time to go.
I just remember when this song came out, Kanye needed this song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like people was really clowning 808s, and it was like, how y'all going to act like last year didn't happen? You know what I'm saying? I feel like this song and Swagger Like Us were very important.
Just to be like, don't y'all get it twisted.
Yeah,
He's like, my mom died, I had to get that out.
Don't get it twisted. The album's dope, first off. But just in case you slow, just in case you're not going to check it out, I still got it.
Yeah. Are you one of those people who's always fighting and defending 808s and Heartbreaks?
Yeah, man. First of all, the majority of people who hate, who claim they hate it, claim they got an issue with it, never tried it. So you can't really even knock something you never tried.
All right, I'll give you that.
I'm never going to tell you Sheryl Crow makes bad music because I never listened to Sheryl Crow.
Right.
I don't really know what her music's like. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you why I mess with 808s. I'd play it for you. I had it in the car. I was like, if you ride with me, you're going to hear 808.
You're going to hear RoboCop.
Yeah, you're going to hear See You in My Nightmares. You're going to hear the whole thing. Right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to freestyle on Say You Will, the little part, the little boop,
mm-hmm.
boop. You know what I'm saying? We're going to spit a verse.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
Yeah,
that was
man.
When the NBA used it for their playoff theme
dog. Song. Whale noises. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about
nature.
You know what I gotta say about Ye though? He saved my life in the sense that like senior year of high school, junior year of high school, I got stabbed. I was in the streets.
Damn.
I was in the streets, I was fighting with like me and my boys, I got stabbed. And so senior year of high school I had to really decide like, what am I about to do in my life? Am I about to be some nigga who's just in the streets and I end up in trouble or some stupid shit? Or am I gonna get my shit together?
Yeah.
And that's when She Said She Wants a Mob. Slow Jams came out mm-hmm. with Jamie Foxx. And then Kanye just started dropping all this music, and it was like he just presented a lane to me. He was like, "Yo, you don't gotta be like all these other, like,
yeah,
you could just do this shit."
Yeah,
and I was
man.
Like, "Oh, thank God!" I think that's what Cudi did for niggas after me.
Yeah, and then maybe Donald Glover did for people after them.
Donald Glover probably did that for some people, and like Travis Scott probably be doing that for people too.
And now they be like, "Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang."
But you always gonna need that. You're always gonna need that. He's like, that's just the new version of just like when rock star lifestyle might not make, like, you're just gonna need that element in this thing. But what's also amazing to me is just watching how like white acts get so much, like white acts blow up so hard and like black people don't even be knowing about it. Like, do you know like two of the more working rappers in the game right now are G-Eazy and Logic?
Yeah.
Like in the sense of like, yo, they stay booked.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, now we're at a festival. Like, yo, they're working.
When you say white rappers, are you talking about people like Jason Derulo or?
Jason Derulo's not a white rapper. Jason Derulo don't even rap. He a pop singer.
Yeah, man, I don't know what Jason Derulo is.
I don't know what he is either, because I saw him singing live and
I'm
I was like, this
sounds
bad.
I'm tired of him being booked, I tell you that.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I feel like when Pitbull can't make it, they get
Jason
Derulo, and I'm tired of seeing him. I'm tired of seeing him.
What did Jason Derulo do to you?
He whacked. That's what he did to me. He whacked.
I think
he whacked, and I feel like there's only certain shots for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got it. All right, we got to have a black person do the halftime in Detroit.
Right, you saw that.
Let's get Jason
Derulo.
That
was not a good performance.
Come on,
that
man.
Was not a good performance.
I ain't never seen no good Jason Derulo performance, man. You know what I'm saying?
You sound.
The man got fake dreads. I don't know, dog.
So Fetty got fake dreads. You ain't no one say nothing when Fetty did it.
I definitely said something when Fetty went from like new growth to all the hair. Like,
yeah, I was like, yo, this is a lot.
Yeah,
Jason Derulo got a whole wig on.
In Fetty's defense, though, he got to cover that eye up. You know what I'm saying? He was impatient.
Yeah,
he
was
like, no,
but
I need a bang more than any of y'all. Like, I got some stuff. I got a situation.
I got to
like,
do the swoop.
I need a swoop.
And he fell off. When's the last time you heard a Fetty song?
Man. Yo, Fetty got more baby mamas than hits. But we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about
Fetty. Fetty Wap is forever shooting up the club, yo.
Fetty
Wap is shooting up the club all the time. I'm like, yo, how many records did you sell that you think it's okay to have these many kids?
Hey, man, hey, it's a lot of trap queens in the kingdom. I'll tell you that. Yo, this song got so many dope lines on it.
Yes, it do.
And
what are some of your, which ones stick out to you?
I love that I'm going to tell you like George Bush told me.
Fuck y'all niggas, I'm out of here.
It's like, oh, yeah, Kanye's not politically astute, but we don't care. You know what I'm saying?
You know what else is dope? So I was trying to say the Runners and Kool & Dre were like, at that time, they were like the top, and Justice League, I guess. They were like the top producers coming out of Miami at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so like every dope DJ Khaled beat, every dope Rick Ross beat was either them two groups making music for them. And so the Runners was just like a black and white dude. They were from Miami, and they were just banking bangers. And then Kool & Dre, the same thing. Dre ended up dating Christina Milian for a little bit. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. And that sounds like it's after Nick Cannon, before Lil Wayne.
Yep. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
I think he probably stole him. Like, yeah, exactly. That's right when Wayne started moving to Miami, probably stole that off of him. Christina Milian.
She still looks good.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, half of the women are like, yo, don't let these men take advantage of you. And the other half of these women are like, yo, nah, like, this is how I'm eating.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand why she didn't get other roles. You know what I'm saying?
Because Honey was trash. Like, and she can't act.
What you talking about?
The movie Honey was trash.
We'll rise together, dog. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
And what else was bad? What was the other movie?
Love Don't Cost a
that
Thing.
That was even
is a
worse. No.
It's a classic.
I knew
what
you
are you talking
that.
About?
Love Don't
Cost a Thing is a classic.
You know what else? This is the thing I'm not even going to beef with y'all about. I started to realize that a lot of my friends had happier childhoods than I did.
Yo, come on, man.
So it's like, okay.
Steve Harvey, Kenan Thompson, yeah, Nick Cannon.
Look at the joy in your face. Look at the joy in your face.
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
I didn't start liking Kenan Thompson until I was an adult and he was on SNL.
You didn't like Pierre Escargot? You didn't like Good Burger?
I did like Good Burger.
Come on, dog.
I like Good Burger a lot, actually. I watched that movie probably 10 plus times.
Come on, Love Don't Cost a Thing is a classic.
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's so got everything you need.
But that's what I'm trying to say. That's how
it's
we're different. You like Love Don't Cost a Thing, and I like Kids. Like, Kids is a classic to me.
Nah, man. Kids are sad, man.
Kids is the shit.
Why are they so bad?
But that's what New York was.
Why
are
they not cleaning up pools and then taking that money and finessing it? Yo, you know what I'm saying? To become cool.
Kids was, that was real New York. Stealing 40s. You remember when they jumped through that Washington Square Park?
I always wanted to go to a beach party, man. Everybody had their shoes around their neck. It seemed like a good time, you know what I'm saying? He had Reagan Gomez in the corner, you know what I mean? Then Christina Milian comes out of nowhere. Come on, dog.
I didn't have that happy of a childhood, man. I wish I did. Every time I talk to you or Jordan and y'all start taking me down to memory, I'll be like, y'all tell me, like, first off, I see how happy y'all look. I'm like, yo, this was... These guys have real lives.
Man, Love Don't Cost a Thing was a great movie, man.
You know, this I'm going to tell you. This I know. Like, this is a... When did Christmas end in your family? When did y'all stop having Christmas?
What you mean?
Exactly. When did, like...
Christmas still going on,
like,
man.
When did y'all stop giving each other gifts? And, like, when
yo,
did
shout out to Jesus, man. All right. We getting it popping for your birthday, dog.
Yeah, you see, like, I haven't seen a Christmas... Christmas stopped for me when I was, like, 13, and my pops gave me a dap. Christmas morning, he was like, "Yo, Merry Christmas, my G," and that was it. I was like, "Oh, this is it. There's no more Christmas." I haven't seen a Christmas tree in years.
That's sad, man.
I mean, it's just,
It
just is what it is. That's just how I'm living.
I'm an Insta story my tree for
don't
you,
do
dog.
That.
You
don't
know what
do
I'm saying?
That.
I'm gonna tag you on the tree, dog.
No, don't do that. I don't even want to see nobody's Christmas tree. I'm not mad about it. I'm just like, yeah, like that stopped for me a long time ago.
Dang, dog.
Yeah.
You going hard about this Christmas tree, dog.
Nah, I'm cool.
The Runners, they sampled a song. I didn't even know they sampled it until I looked it up. It's a song, Angel, by Madonna, and it's on the album Like a Virgin. Mm. It's a track right after Material Girl. It's like the second track on the album.
How'd you like it, the actual sample?
I mean, I mess with that era of Madonna. That's like the only, like, not the only, but I mean, I mess with like Hard Candy, but I feel like that early Madonna is definitely when, you know what I'm saying? That's when she was out in these New York streets hanging out
that's
with
when she was fucking,
everybody.
That's when she was fucking.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't even say that. I met Madonna
artist,
the other day too.
Hip hop artist, you know what I mean?
I ain't tell you I got to meet Madonna the other day?
Nah. You just told me twice just now, but no, you didn't tell me that.
Because I'm name dropping again. Name dropping again. It's my one thing I got.
Shout out to Madonna. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Daddy Kane.
She demanded us tell her. She demanded that we tell her a joke. I was like, she said, "Oh, you're a comics. Be funny now." I was like, "This is a lot."
Oh man. But yeah, no. That I definitely mess with that era of Madonna. Like that's definitely the foundation of a like pop career that's been copied again and again and again.
Who do you see copying her style or her arc?
Everybody. Britney Spears, Christina. You know what I'm saying? And then from that, you know, your Miley Cyrus's, your Demi's, you know, a lot of people. I mean, anybody when they come out, Taylor Swift, anybody when they come out and they do something to get the conversation about them that has nothing to do with the music, you know what I'm saying? Miley Cyrus twerking, how is that not like when Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera made out with Madonna? You know what I'm saying?
How's that was that amazing.
Not like when she came out in the wedding dress rolling around on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, how's that not like, I mean.
Miley Cyrus and that making out was the dope. I mean, Madonna kissing Christina and Britney was so
It was
lit.
Crazy. It started a whole conversation in the country about it. You know what I'm saying?
They were like, yo, it's going down.
Who they show a close-up to? Justin Timberlake. You know what I'm saying? He always there, dog. When the envelope gets pushed, he's always there trying to look
innocent. I love how you
innocent.
Bring it full circle every
yeah,
episode.
yo, and this song had Kanye and T-Pain, which is very important because a lot of people probably felt like T-Pain, how he felt about 808s. You know what I'm saying? At that time, 808s is popping. Maybe T-Pain, you know, felt some type of way. But he can't because Kanye used auto-tune on the College Dropout.
Mm-hmm. And like you're on the song with me. It's not like I'm taking your style and not having you around.
I'm talking about the album though. He's not on 808s.
Nah. Ain't no place for you.
It's an auto-tune album.
But hey, still, we don't need your contributions right now.
Why? You don't want to Well, how do you feel about T-Pain setting the record straight on his lyrics? Did you hear that?
No, what did he say?
He said, it's not, I'm going to buy you a drink, ooh wee, I'm going to take you home with me. He said, it's, I'm going to buy you a drink, and then I'm going to take you home with me.
Yeah.
Nah, dog, you ain't know that, dog.
Wait, I think I've, yeah.
I feel like ooh wee makes more sense, dog.
I feel
I'm going
like,
to buy
I
you
feel,
a drink,
I feel
ooh-wee.
Like I'm saying both versions of
what
that.
What rhymes with me? Then don't rhyme with me. We rhymes with me.
Yeah.
First
no,
of
I feel
all.
Like I've said. I feel like I've sang both lines.
Second of all, in the song he said we in the bed like ooh ooh ooh. So don't think everything gotta have a word for it. You
right,
know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Don't be acting like you just be writing words like you didn't say we in the bed like ooh ooh ooh. But now it can't be. I'm gonna buy you a drink. Ooh wee.
You know he was 23 when he rhymed Wisconsin with mansion.
Come on, man.
23, genius.
He stretched the mess out of that word to make it fit. You know what I'm saying?
Kanye does that all day long.
Mansion
Kanye does that
in West
all
Kansas.
Day long. Yep. Kanye does that all day long.
Then he said, "It's all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I ain't never giving up. Every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up." And they stay there, and they say, yeah. You knew that?
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
That's clear as day.
No, it's in they stay there. And they stay there.
They stay there? Oh, no, that's what you thought that was? Nah.
Yes, dog. Because think about it. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not even going to judge you because, you know, for years, I thought TLC was saying, don't go Jason Waterfalls. I was like, who is Jason Waterfalls? And plus, in the music video, like, a young kid dies. So I thought that was supposed to be the representation of a dude named Jason Waterfalls.
Don't play basketball. Don't go out there. Jason Waterfalls will win out there again, though.
For like maybe 3 years
ago. Don't look in the mirror.
For like maybe three years ago, I found out it was Chasing Waterfalls. I was like, that makes so much more
sense. I got one that's really bad.
What was that?
It's really bad, Michael Jackson. Like, I used to think, all right, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
I used to think that they were saying, it's like the more money we come across, the more brothers we see. Cause it's Kelly Price, you know what I'm saying? She getting them checks now, you know what I'm saying? Just coming out the woodwork.
She like, now everybody on me. No, bro. No.
I know it now is called more money, more problems. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Jason Waterfalls. What else I thought? I probably had a couple Jay-Z lyrics messed up for sure for years. But Jason Waterfalls, for sure. I was like, yo, TLC lost their friend Jason, and they so hurt about it.
What is the first thing Baby says on the beginning of Bling Bling?
These TV cuts.
Nah.
How it go? Wait, how does his verse start?
I just found out what he said, and it's freaking crazy. It's a crazy way to start a verse. The first thing Baby says on Bling Bling, this is the first verse of Bling Bling, starts off, nigga, I got these hoes ice sucking nuts. What?
Ice sucking
nuts. That's the beginning of the song. While BG on the corner with the cigarette, but like what?
They were all doing heroin at that time.
Man, I don't even know. I think I know what that means.
I know. You know exactly what that means.
No, I mean, not all the way shit. I feel like there's multiple ideas.
The same way you suck on an ice cube is how she's sucking on your nuts.
Oh, I thought it was like she was using ice at the same time.
That's very possible.
You know what I'm saying?
That might be it.
But then ice could be some kind of drug. You know what I'm saying? Or is she on, like, I don't know, dog. I don't know what that means, but that's a heck of a way to start a conversation.
Got these hoes ice sucking nuts.
That's the beginning. And Bling Bling is in the dictionary. It's a song that was like a huge hit.
I think that's like his biggest regret is they didn't like copyright Bling Bling.
Yeah.
Cause like
they would have made so much money.
Like, they're not already making so much money.
We don't know.
He's making lots of money. Universal has to cut him like $100 million check every couple years.
Shout out Lil Brun them.
Oh, they done forgot about Lil Brun them. Lil Brun them.
Lil Brendan.
Ross is the realest one for that. You know why I respect Ross?
He rented them cars.
Because for one, he always takes care of his own artists.
Huh?
And then he's like, yo, not like, this is not right.
Yeah.
I respect that. You going to Kwanzaa Crawl?
I'm not going, but shout out to the Kwanzaa Crawl. I definitely was a part of the promotion. You know what I'm saying? We wrote a little web series that drops in a second. It's actually already out. It's on YouTube and stuff, so go check that out. But it will be on my IG shortly as soon as I, you know what I'm saying, get the files and everything. So make sure y'all look out for that. The video for this song. You remember it?
Yeah, Go Hard.
It was black and white. I remember T-Pain's grill looked like fangs.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that it was black and white because that's at least the time when I was really interested in how Kanye was dressing. I was like, yo, what color is that sweater?
That's that pastel jacket.
Yeah, I was like, yo, man, we got to see that.
And it had the, like, silver joint on the shoulder or whatever. We didn't see it until the American Music Awards.
Right. I was really into that music video. And, like, the mullet was just so fierce.
Plus, I think the Yeezys weren't, were they out? Were the Yeezys out?
Nah,
Yeezys weren't out yet.
Not yet.
And he had, I don't know if he had the Yeezys on or not.
I think, honestly, man, these new Yeezys are so trash. I'm like, yo, the Louis Yeezys is way better than all these new Yeezys. Like, the high top joints that are recently, like, the high top joints, like, the ones that were gray and black, those last in the first Adidas drop, fire. Absolutely. Even the boots, fire.
Yeah.
These new low cut beat up Roshi thing, horrible. All the low cut Yeezys is terrible. The Wave Runners aren't as bad as those new, those Roshi looking ones, but even the Wave Runner, I'm like, yo, I'm not 45.
What you mean, man?
I'm not dressing like I'm dad, nothing.
The
I don't
Wave
want...
Runners, with what you got on right now, if you put on some Wave Runners, whoo!
I do look very, like, responsible. The new, yeah, the Wave Runners is trash, bro. The Calabasas joints, trash. You and you really going to defend them?
Yeah, dog, the Wave Runners is hard. They can't be in every, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, you got to wear them right. You got to know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're not for the novices. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a pro. You got to know what you're doing. You got to have your fit right. You got to have your plan together. You know what I'm saying?
Where you about to go in those?
What you mean where you about to go in there? Anywhere, dog. Airport, miss your flight, boom.
You
take off.
How about this? How do you feel about the Off-White sneakers?
I mess with them. You know what I'm saying? I wonder what that meeting, like Virgil and Ye, we ain't seen them together in years.
And Virgil still didn't even look happy at that table.
Virgil and Ye, you know what I'm saying? What if there was an Off-White Yeezy? You think Virgil could, like, you know what I'm saying? Cook
now you got something? Me interested.
Now you interested.
Because Virgil not about to let Yeezy just do some wild. Virgil and Don C was what kept Yeezy, like, creative and looking lit.
But see, Nike saw that.
Recognize that.
And that's why Don C's popping up with these Nikes. Virgil's popping up with Nikes. But, you know.
And then the second they left his side, he started doing all this other stuff.
But the other stuff is hard.
You don't mean that, bro.
I do mean that. The Wave Runners is hard. They are hard.
The brown ones?
I ain't seen no brown ones.
The ones Kim Kardashian was wearing. Them shit's just trash, man. It's no bueno.
The only ones I don't like are the ones he had on at the meeting.
The white ones?
Yeah. I wasn't feeling those.
Those are not.
But
they're all bad.
Nah, them lime green laces, it got a little bit of orange, a little bit of turquoise, a little bit of blue, a little bit of black, a little bit of gray, a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know, like eggshell, dog? Come on, dog.
This nigga's copying Merle hiking boots.
But he's making them fly, though.
No, they're the same boots.
No, they're making them fly, though, dog. We could argue all day long, man.
They're not nice sneakers.
Reg, man. You got anything you want the people to see, man? Where do people find you, yo?
RegThomas.com.
Ooh, website.
Website. Stepped it up. I'll be on Complex's. I did a show with Complex called Jobs Unlisted where they tried different careers. And so for that particular episode, they wanted to do comedy. And I was the mentor, the guy like guiding the host through his journey trying to be a comedian preparing for his first show.
Shout out to Speedy Mormon.
Yep, Speedy Mormon. Shout out Speedy. So you could check that out January 2nd. Like, it's on Fuse right now. Like, it's running around as a rerun, man, on Fuse. But, like, it'll be on their YouTube January 2nd, too.
Dope, you on TV.
I'm on TV. Hey. I'm on TV, mate. After that, I'm doing some shows somewhere around this country, but I don't got the dates locked down yet. Hopefully Rob will let me open or feature for him somewhere.
Hey, man, shout out to the Yaysayers. Ooh, I got to give a real shout out to...
Shout out all my people. Shout out my brother, Jordan Rock. We got some Productively Stoned shows coming.
Hey, Jordan on that show, Love.
Yeah.
Shout out to Love. Shout out to Judd Apatow. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got to give a real shout out to a real yay-sayer out there, Evan Drummer. What this dude did... goes above and beyond.
What did he do?
He tweeted at me, "Hey man, I'm a fan of the podcast. I think you're super funny. If you're ever in Cincinnati, come through. I would go to that show." A booker saw that and was like, "I'll put the show together." Now I have a date in Cincinnati. So Evan,
when is
you
that?
Know what I'm saying? Tentative right now. We looking at February 17th. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be in Cincinnati. You know, of course, if the date changes, we'll let people know. Bring all your people out. If you a yay-sayer out there and you want the same thing to happen, I'll come to your town. I don't care where you are. If you in a cave somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no one coming to no cave.
They got a mic stand. They got a mic. I'm coming to the cave. You know
I
what
need
I'm
y'all
saying?
Know Rob is
you
not.
You in Dubai. You on a helipad. You know what I'm saying? You got a chopper for your boy. Come on, man. Chopper City, we out in that thing. You know what I mean? If you in Paris, you want to do a show on the Eiffel Tower, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? You in Egypt, you want to go to the Great Pyramid, you know what I'm saying? Get me, Brendan Fraser, get me down there with a torch and stuff. I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you are. Yo,
you really love your fans, yo.
Yo, I love the yaysayers, man. I appreciate that. Like that was real love.
And you got real fans. That's really what's dope.
Come on, man. Come on, man. And they real people. And they not my fans. They Kanye fans. They just share the love that I share for Kanye.
Nah, they your fans.
You know what I'm saying? At my shows, I'd be like, everybody put their wave runners in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Stop that.
And then we swag surf with the wave runners in the air. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do at my shows. I don't know what they do at other people's shows.
He's, I don't know what's going on at the Productively Stone show, but
yeah, I do. Yo, y'all always show love. Y'all always be having me out there, so I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've done Productively Stone way more than a lot of people.
Don't make it sound like I'm banned. You make it sound like, hey, you're not, hey.
Oh, no.
You don't reach your limit, Rob. We've heard enough.
I go, so I'm like, yo, Rob, this is who I need on this. It's a safe bet that Rob's going to be on there and kill it.
Yeah. I wore my Yeezys to Productively Stone, and luckily, you know what I'm saying, y'all was going to front of me, like, be like, oh, he got a podcast with him, got the Yeezys, but then I showed up with the Yeezys on.
I don't care if you come up with Yeezys, just don't make them wave runners.
Yo, it, hey.
Thank you for having me, though, brother.
Of course.
And I'll be back whenever you invite me.
Hey, we'll let you finish, but this has been the Bookie A Podcast. We out.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.